So I'm going to tell you a story that really exemplifies what this time together is about. And it's a story about a professor in the north of India who is the biggest, most important professor of all. Have you met anyone like this in your life? You know, he's the one who knows everything he's got. You know, he's received all the prizes. He's published in all the right journals. This is about 1,000 years ago, but even then it was the same. It was the same thing, same gig. You know, he was the one, the students came to him, and he was very impressed with himself, as professors sometimes are. And he began to hear little rumblings about some wise man off just across the border in China. Now, if you're Indian, anything Chinese is suspect to begin with, right? And vice versa. But, so he was suspicious, didn't pay much attention. What could the Chinese possibly know, he thought. But then he began to hear more and more rumors. More and more of his students were whispering, and they were quoting the wisdom of this man called Li Shu. And, oh, yeah, Li Shu this, Li Shu that. And the professor was getting angrier and angrier. How could any of his students be talking about someone else? It's a heresy, basically. So finally, he got fed up. And summer came, and he said, I'm going to go see this guy, Li Shu. I'm going to find out what he knows. People are telling me he's the wisest man in the world. He doesn't know who's coming to see him. So the professor gets his ox carts together. Not easy to travel in those days, especially going up and down over the mountains, but it's worth it. He's got to defeat this guy because he can't get him out of his head, and he can't get him out of the voices of his students in the classroom. So it's a long trip. I'll spare you the gory details of the journey, but up and down, and the oxen are tired. They have to get replaced. The servants who are with him get exhausted, angry. There's fighting. He's constantly irritable. Finally, goes up the last mountain, goes to this monastery where Li Shu is staying, and he goes on the door, banging on the door of the monastery. And this little monk comes to the door. He says, oh, hello. And the professor says, I am professor. I am here to see Li Shu. Where is he? And the monk says, Master Li Shu is busy right now. Please come in. Please wait. You're very welcome, Professor. Professor says, you don't understand. I've come from 1,000 miles away. I've gone over mountains. I have to see Li Shu. I am Professor so-and-so, and I've heard these stories that Li Shu is the wisest man in the world, and I've got to test him to find out if he is. Please have a seat. So he sits. They feed him. Monk feeds him, takes care of him. Night, because this goes on for a while, he gets to lie down, take it easy. But he's getting angrier and angrier and angrier. What is going on here? Finally, after about 3 days, there's always a three in these stories. After about 3 days, the monk says, Li Shu will see you. And the professor says, it is about time. So he storms into Li Shu's room, very simple room where Li Shu is staying. And the professor says, Li Shu, I am professor. I demand to know what makes you so... Professor, you're most welcome. Please, I would like to make you a cup of tea. And the professor knows enough about China to know that making a cup of tea, it's not just the way we make a cup of tea. It's a huge ceremony that goes on sometimes for hours. With all kinds of preparation and all kinds of decoration. He said, I don't need any bloody tea. I need to find out if you're the wisest man in the world. Like I've heard, I don't believe it for a minute. Please sit down. And so Li Shu goes through the tea ceremony, which if you've ever seen a tea ceremony, is quite something and can be even more than we've seen. Professor getting angrier and angrier. Finally, water's ready, tea's ready. Begins to pour the water into the cup. Professor's more and more angry, impatient. Water gets higher and higher in the cup. Professor says, it's like this. But he's trying to restrain himself. Then the water begins to spill over the edge of the cup onto the table. Professor can barely restrain himself. And then it starts dripping from the table onto the floor. And the professor finally can't hold it back. He says, what the hell are you doing? Can't you see that bloody teacup is full? Li Shu looks at him and he says, that is exactly the way your mind is. It is so full that nothing can come in. And in that moment, this professor, as arrogant as he is hit and he's touched. And he bows down and he says, I'm here to be your student. That professor is there in all of us, virtually without exception, in this modern world we live in. We all think. We know. We all have ideas. We all have convictions. In order to open ourselves to something new, something that may have the capacity to touch us and change us, we have to empty our cup. We have to open up, experience what's there, welcome what's being poured in that's new.